celebrating the superwoman of Delhi and across the world. So yeah, Pooja's gonna be for that. Plus, we've got movie tickets to give away. So don't go people at this night for Pooja. In our studios today, we've got Pooja. Now, Pooja Murada is no ordinary woman. She's the director of communications at S.M. Sehgal Foundation. She's elected as the board member of Community Radio Association for 2016 and 2018. There is so much that I can talk about her, but ma'am, since you're here, I would love to ask you to give us an introduction about yourself.
Thank you, Aniket, and thanks to all the listeners of 94.3 Radio 1. I'm very glad to be here today at your studio. My name is Pooja Murada, and simple woman of Delhi trying to make my way through the hustle and bustle of the city to the quietness and calmness and humbleness of the villages where we work, and trying to bring the change that is required in the areas where it's needed most.
Alright, Pooja ma'am, we know a little bit about you and we're going to come back to those conversations in a while. Guys, don't go anywhere. Pooja ma'am in the studio is with us. We've got some amazing tracks coming your way. She's the advisor for Indian Development Coalition of America, and she's been that since the year 2011. But ma'am, there is one question that I have, and everybody wants to know that you've practiced in the private sector as well as the public sector, and for 20 years you've worked. So what is the difference that you see in both the sectors?
Yeah, you actually took me 2 decades back, Aniket. It was an interesting journey, and I owe a lot to the private sector, to all the companies, the multinationals where I have worked, started my career in, from, you know, Tata's to Bunka Orient, who are now called, I think, Rip City, to Hewlett Packard. Those were the times, you know, of initial times when it was for any young person straight out of college to just, you know, take a dip and swim till we find the shore. So that's what I think the private sector has given me. And then I think public sector happened by chance. As I mentioned, it was time when I needed to slow down with my traveling. I need to cut down on the traveling and you know, give more time to the child who was kind of unsettled in the school. That actually gave me the opportunity to look for something that is part-time. So, and I still remember the kind of expressions they had on their faces, because as a government sector and to a consultant, a media consultant, they would not have that kind of allotted budgets for it. Uh-huh. So I said, I'm coming here to be connected with the work, and I'm not really looking for money.
All right, that's a beautiful story. And we're going to continue our conversations with Pooja ma'am. Don't go anywhere right here on 94.3 Radio 1. We are celebrating the Superwoman of Delhi. This is 94.3 Radio 1.
Good afternoon, kind people of Delhi, right here on 94.3 Radio 1. This is Aniket, and we are in conversation with Pooja ma'am. Now, ma'am, there is one thing that we always wanted to ask you about. Since ever I've read your profile, there was one thing that kept on, you know, catching my attention. It was Alfaz-e Mewat, the FM, the community FM that you actually run. So could you tell us a little bit about it? How did you ideate it? How did it come into existence?
So, I think 2012 is when it was started. But the conceptualization or the need of this happened actually 3 years before that, in around 2009. So I had started working for a rural development organization. It's called S.M. Sehgal Foundation, which specializes in the rural areas and primarily work on the areas of water, agriculture and governance. So a couple of interventions I had started doing, like a community paper called Vikas Patrika I had started then. Whether that Vikas Patrika, the community paper, or the wall paintings that I was doing, or bringing in the street theater, was still limited to that group of people. You know, the literacy levels are extremely low in that area. So that's when I had thought that we need a medium that can reach out to masses. The same message can be repeated over and over again for them, to build a better recall. And that's when the idea of community radio came in.
All right, that's a very cool story. And you trying to work so hard to make other people come together is a brilliant initiative. Thank you so much, ma'am, for being with us today. We're going to continue our conversation with Pooja, ma'am. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is 94.3 Radio 1. India Subcommittee for Training and Communications for 2009-11. She is a fabulous person, and she is our superwoman right from here, Delhi. Ma'am, last question, but not the least, where do you get this confidence from?
I think my confidence comes in with the kind of people I work with. I don't think any model or anything that we start is one person's job. So the team that works with me, the community that participates in the process, I think they are the ones who gives me the confidence that I'm sitting here today. And so I think that seed was sown, but nurturing happened by many hands and many minds. As a leader, I think the three things that I have really mindful of is the gratitude, not just to the community, to the people who are involved, and a lot of compassion that goes in the process. If these two things are there, along with the good strategies and the plans, that can help build a model for it to perform.
All right. Thank you so much, ma'am, for being with us today. It's a beautiful day. And thank you so much for instilling so much confidence in every other woman who's listening to us right now. This is 94.3 Radio 1.